right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Here we are in debate fallout mode for today. Let me just, for tonight, actually, I hope you're not too tired of hearing about the debate. We're going to hop into the debate right after we do a little bit of talking about 9/11. But just real quick, it's actually quite easy. And like I said last night, I believe that Trump narrowly won the debate. I don't think he crushed Kamala. Certainly don't think Kamala crushed him. It was, for me, just a net sort of narrow Trump win, which what needed to happen for Kamala, because of the polls are drastically turning against her right now. She needed a dramatic victory. She certainly didn't get that with a narrow loss. So that's how I assess the debate. But it's actually quite easy. If you just look at this, what Kamala Harris is trying to pull off is quintessentially this. If your house was on fire and you were standing out in front of your house, and I'm not talking about a little kitchen fire, I'm talking about your whole house is engulfed in flames. Engulfed in flames. It is nothing but flames. And you're sitting out in front of your house, standing there, and the fire department rolls up and they say, "What's the problem?" And you say, "My house is on fire." And the fire department is telling you that your house is not on fire. That's what she's trying to pull off right now. We all know about the crime rate. We all know about the prices. We all know about the border invasion. You can't shake a stick anywhere in this country without running into dozens and dozens and dozens of illegal aliens wandering all over the place, including where I live right here, which is a red state. So we all know, and what Kamala Harris is trying to pull off is for us to all just deny what we're seeing, George Orwell, 1984 style, just deny what you're seeing. I mean, it's funny because she has this condescending, arrogant sort of prig stance all night last night, as if the rest of us are idiots for stating the blatantly obvious. The blatantly obvious is nobody can afford to live. Nobody can afford a house. We all see the hyperinflation. I just wrote down a list here of the things that we can all very easily see. Unaffordable housing, hyperinflation, the border invasion, illegal crime rate wave, illegals committing crimes, what I'm talking about, an illegal migrant crime wave. We all see it, and they're asking for us to deny it. And she's talking about a new start and all these things are going to change. She's in power now. She's in power right now at this very moment. Go ahead and go change them. What are you waiting for? And it's always so funny, too, because the Democrats always do this, and they get away with it because we have a Goebbels media. They want to suddenly be for closing the border, so they come up with a bill, a border invasion bill, a border infiltration bill, in 2024, an election year. She has no actual fiscal plan, so what does she do? Now, get this. Found this out today. Credit Dan Bongino. Found this out today. What does she do when she doesn't actually have a fiscal plan? She doesn't have a fiscal plan, so what does she do? She decides she's going to put it on her website the day before the debate. This is what they do over and over and over again. They don't actually do anything until the last minute so that they can claim that they are that which they are not. And you know what her fiscal plan was? And it's as if she thinks everybody's an idiot. That's the way she acted last night with her condescending attitude that she had all night long with her different stances and poses. She sat here like this, and she had her, condescending stares and condescending smiles. And if her mic was actually on, you would have heard her cackle, because she did actually do the Kamala cackle at least once. She thinks that everybody's a dummy. Do you know what she actually did as far as tech is concerned? Aaron, you'll get a kick out of this. She didn't just copy Biden's plan off of his website. She copy and pasted it. So any tech person, which now all the conservative tech people have actually gone in and found out, that she didn't just copy it. She copied and pasted it. She copied it and pasted it off of Biden's own website and then put it on hers. Wow. There was no intellectual thought whatsoever. There's no intellectual thought. It was simply she went in there. I could do that. Even I could do that. And she didn't think anybody would actually find out that that's what she did. She actually went to his website, the man that she kicked out of the election. He got 14 million votes. She got none. Just remember, back in 2020, Kamala didn't make it to Iowa. She couldn't even make it to Iowa. Nothing. She bailed out of the election. She has never got a vote for president ever. And she ran in 2020. And she's never gotten a vote because she dropped out of the Iowa caucus, unless there were some votes before the Iowa caucus that year. So all everybody has to do is simply look at her record. And I'm not saying this because Trump lost. Trump did what he always does in debates. It was said that he lost both debates to Hillary. It was said that he lost both debates to Biden. So to me, of course, he's not my style of debater. I'm a stat guy. I'm a very specific guy. For me, it would have been like I would have ripped her for 5 straight minutes on Afghanistan. It would have been Bagram Air Force Base, Kabul Air Force Base, the 13 that were butchered at the Abbey Gate, that she, because she's the last one in the room, knew 12 hours in advance that the Unabomber was coming. Trump did say this, the $85, $86 billion worth of high-tech military equipment, the drone strike in reprisal to the 13 killed at the Abbey Gate, the sniper had the Unabomber in his sights and nobody shot him. That would have been a 2-3 minute montage. He doesn't do those things. Drives me crazy because he could have buried her. Absolutely buried her, but it's just not Trump style. And we all just need to get used to it. It's a Brooklyn real estate negotiation sort of style. That's what he does. And we just all have to get used to that. It's not my style. A lot of it would have been way more specific last night. 15,000, I would have led with this. You're allowing 15,000 illegal migrants to cross the southern border every day, and I allowed 8,000 a month. I would have led with that, but he never does that. He never gets that level of specificity. Kind of drives me crazy. I love him, obviously. This will be the third time I vote for him, but I'm just saying I would love it if he was way more specific, and I believe he'd crush her. Absolutely crush her. She has no answers. If he would have focused on those specifics, she has no answers to those specifics. Here's some other ones. So all that everybody needs to think about is nobody can afford a house. Under Trump, you could afford a house. You'll see this in a minute when we go over the debate. In detail, you'll see Americans come out and say, you know what? I already have a Petri dish. I've already seen what Kamala can do for 4 years. I've already seen what Trump can do for 4 years. Which one was I better at? And that was an independent that was talking. And obviously, she does way better under Donald Trump. It's very simple. So nobody can afford a house, hyperinflation, the border invasion, the illegal migrant crime wave, which is exactly what's going on. Never in the history of our country have we ever seen illegal border invaders walking house to house in Aurora, Colorado, taking over apartment complexes, the Afghan debacle, the Ukraine war, the Gazan war, the Taiwan near war, 800,000 job revision that just occurred earlier this month, where they took away 813,000 to be exact, 813,000 of the 1 million jobs that she claimed that she'd produced. 800,000. Now that was not taken away by some sort of right-wing punditry site. That was taken away by her own administration, her own Bureau of Labor and Statistics, her own BLS did that. And then Gina Raimondo, the Commerce Secretary, acts like she's never heard of it before. These are the idiots that are running this country. We have our credit rating lowered for the first time in my lifetime, all in the last 3.5 years. Net importer of fossil fuels. We've been turned into a net importer when we were a net exporter. We now have a weaponized DOJ, a crime rate through the roof, which, of course, she tried to pull last night, and credit to Trump on this. But, of course, I would have liked another level of specificity because it was 44% of all police agencies. They claim to have lowered the crime rate, right? That's what they claim. But 44% of all police agencies, and also the biggest crime rate, the agencies with the highest crime rates in America no longer report. New York City no longer reports. LA no longer reports. Boston no longer reports. Detroit no longer reports. All of these major crime areas no longer report. Miami no longer reports. 44% of all police agencies, not just big cities, not just cities with high crime rates, but 44% of all police agencies no longer report their crime to the UCR, the Uniform Crime Report. That's where they're getting their lower crime rate from, the Uniform Crime Report out of the FBI. So if you have 44% less crime that occurred, not talking about crimes that occur that people don't report. I'm talking about crime that occurred that was reported that is no longer reported to the Uniform Crime Report. 44% no longer gets reported. So they don't even know about 44% of all crime. And that's reported crime. That's crime with a case number attached to it. They don't know anything about that. And they're claiming that the crime rate is down 12%. Well, if 44% are no longer reporting, then you're actually up by 32%. That's what's actually happening. That's why, and again, she's sitting there. Our house is burning. She's the fire department telling us our house isn't on fire. I mean, imagine if you're a Democrat. I can't imagine even being a Democrat. But if you were a Democrat, you're having your own political candidate, your own candidate telling you that everything is fine when you know that it's not, and you're still going to vote for him anyway. You cannot afford a house. Rent is through the roof. The average home cost in America is over $400,000 to buy a house. And what is she offering? $25,000 house payments. $150,000 if you're in a blue state, California and Oregon. You get $150,000 if you're an illegal alien. So if you are a criminal, and the crime rate's far higher amongst Americans than it is illegal border invaders. No, because illegal border invaders, 100% of them are criminals. Just happened on Capitol Hill yesterday, where they had families testifying on Capitol Hill that have lost loved ones to illegal aliens, and Democrats were calling them political pawns to their face. These are people who've had their daughters raped and murdered, and Democrats are saying to them, you're a political pawn, because the crime rate's far higher amongst Americans than it is illegal aliens. That is absolutely not correct. Look at our country. Every illegal alien is a criminal, for one thing, but even putting that aside, the crime rate is far higher amongst illegal aliens. When have you ever seen Americans going, when have you ever in your lifetime seen an American go house to house with AR-15s and take over apartment complexes? Have you ever seen it before? And again, stealing this from Alex Jones for the third time. If Will and Aaron and I mounted, we got our shoulder straps and we mounted our AR-15s and went to go take over apartment complexes tonight, we'd all be shot dead. But illegal aliens can do it because they're special citizens, I guess. They're not even being prosecuted. They're not even being investigated. Jared Polis out in Aurora, Colorado, the governor of Colorado, is not even investigating him. Not even investigating. Credit to Mike DeWine, who I can't stand, who is the governor of Ohio, is at least now sending National Guard troops to Springfield, Ohio, which we'll get to in a minute. So weaponized DOJ, crime rate through the roof. Almost $36 trillion in debt. They are helping to de-dollarize the globe. We've lost for the first time the USD being the central currency for Saudi Arabia and the petrodollar. We lost all this in 3.5 years. 3.5 years, all of this has happened. You can't afford a house, hyperinflation, border invasion, illegal migrant crime wave, Afghan debacle, Ukraine war, Gaza war, Taiwan surrounded by China, 800,000 job revision, credit rating lowered for the first time in my lifetime, net importer instead of being a net exporter, weaponized DOJ, crime rate through the roof, $36 trillion in debt, and they're helping to de-dollarize the globe with the BRICS movement. That's what's happening in 3.5 years. That's why, you know what? Everybody might not want to don masks this time and have another fraudulent election where everyone can't vote in person because there's this existential threat to your life. Well, just so everybody knows, that infrastructure has been put in place. That was very important. It was very important to the globalist left now and people like Soros, you know, the Media Matters crowd, because now the fraudulent election infrastructure machine has been put in place. Because a lot of these elections now are just pure mail-in elections now. That was put in place by COVID. And all of the Christians that thought you were being Christ-like by donning masks and staying at home, staying 6 feet apart, and habitually washing your hands and your counters and squirting off your packages coming from UPS, understand that you were used and you were abused. You are a hand puppet for the globalist left, and you need to repent for ever cooperating with that globalist leftist bourgeois elitist movement. All right, so anyway, that's that. That was way too long, but anyway, meant to rant for about 10 minutes, and I ran it for 18. But anyway, the 9/11, I'm going to start off with a longer video. And listen, just so everybody knows, don't get into all the stuff. 9/11 was a government op. I know. I already know. I get it. CIA was behind it. CIA and the FBI and everybody knew. We had them training right here. I mean, literally 15 minutes down the road. They were training Huffman Aviation at the Venice Airport. I understand. Believe me, I get it. I believe it was an inside job. I don't believe that the Twin Towers just collapsed by being hit by planes. I understand all that, but there were a lot of innocent people that were killed. And listen, I don't like federal cops, but I do like local cops. I love the NYPD. I love the NY. It's New York Fire Department. How's it go?
FDNY.
It's FDNY. There we go. Fire Department of New York. They flip it around. So was it again, Aaron?
FDNY.
FDNY.
Yep.
I love those people. And the Port Authority, and a lot of the cops that died that day, and all the citizens that died. Flight 93, a lot of people died that were innocent. I know about it being an inside job. I agree with you. So that's not what I'm talking about. This is to honor the innocent falling. The people who are innocent, the cops that ran into those buildings before they collapsed, and a lot of people died. This is to honor them, and then we're going to just scrutinize 9/11 for just a moment. All right, play for me, Will.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cops are not answering their phones. Our number one has been stabbed, and our five has been stabbed.
I am going to call from Washington. I am in a situation where American 11 is a possible hijack.
What's going on, Benny? The craft is erratic again. Problems are erratic. Eddie, are you there? Eddie?
Eddie?
A plane just landed right there.
What?
The 737?
It what?
Like the World Trade
Center.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked, if things don't go well, I'm looking good. I just want you to know, I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So happy to sign. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you, and I'll see you in the future. Bye, babe.
What are those people going to do? All the elevators are blocked out.
Oh, my God. So both towers are now.
Okay. I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House.
Hello?
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, stop all departures.
Pentagon just got hit. Delta and then. God damn it, I can't even protect them from the NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking at United 93.
Hey! United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center ident.
They got the piece to dock, keep remaining sitting, you have a ball of bullets.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's confirmed. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
We're 56865. I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93. Have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yeah,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Sean, it's me. I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and we just wanted you to know that I love you always.
At number 2, World Trade Center, right? Maybe the speed is in the drop, and we're not ready to die, but it's getting bad.
No, say
I'm gonna die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
God.
You're gonna think positive because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
I'm now.
All right, so there you go. And I could play a lot of other videos, too. You know, I've watched a lot of them. There's ones that are just devastating about people jumping off those buildings. I can tell you, you can spend like 3-4 hours watching that. And it's absolutely brutal. And people, listen, no matter who planned it or who did it, and believe me, I believe it was an inside job, but it was also in coordination with Islamic extremists, obviously. But people burn in hell for it for all of eternity. And there, you know, there's a lot of people were lost that day, and we need to honor the people that were lost and the heroes that tried to save people. And there were heroes that did save a lot of people and then died after they saved a lot of people. I'm talking about members of the fire department, members of the Port Authority, members of the police department, and even some federal agencies. And we need to honor those people, no matter what we all think about how it occurred. And believe me, in light of what we've seen now, the shooting of Donald Trump and many other things, COVID and all the rest of it, I know it was an inside job. I mean, you just trace it, it's an inside job. But anyway, we need to honor the heroes because they certainly didn't know that that was the case. And even if they did know it was the case, they'd be trying to save people. There's a lot of innocent people that were lost in that horrible tragedy. Now, just to make everybody mad, this is a Paul A. Cipulla video. Radical jihadist Ilhan Omar, here's what she had to say about 9/11. Play it for me.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
One.
So some people did something, not radical jihadists, but some people, because she is one, some people did some things. That is the Democratic Party. Right there. They can say whatever they want, but that is the Democratic Party. All right, let's go to the next one. Sadie Video. Now, this is Trump. Believe it or not, the day after the debate, Trump is at the 9/11 ceremony in NYC, right next to Kamala Harris. They actually shake hands. Notice how they shake hands right by Joe Biden. Nobody shakes Joe's hand. They shake hands right about at waist level of Joe Biden while he aimlessly stares into the air. And look at the spot. I'm not going to play this whole video because it's 3 or 4 minutes long. We're going to play like 60 seconds of it, but listen to the people and listen to who they're talking to. Play for me, Will. It's just an hysterical video because you have people in the crowd saying, we love you, Donald, and we need you. And he won with Biden and Harris and the sitting senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, sitting there. And not one person is paying any attention to them or the ex-mayor of New York City. And by the way, where's Eric Adams? Where exactly is Eric Adams, I remember. He couldn't be there for some reason. I'm trying to remember what it was. I read it yesterday on Twitter. He said he had to skip all the ceremonies for something. Aaron, see if you can find out what it was. Just put in Eric Adams 9/11. It'll come right up. Yeah. This was the headline yesterday. But anyway, Eric Adams, the current mayor and hyper-leftist who believes the exact same way that Ilhan Omar does, that some people did something and doesn't care any more about it than that, is not even there. And here's another one for you. So Spitfire Video, here's Biden and Kamala leaving the event early. Trump's still there. Even Chucky Schumer's still there. Bloomberg's still there. But they are so important that they are going to leave early. Play for me.
And my uncle, firefighter Frankie Esposito, and cousin.
This is while the families are reading the names of their loved ones. Imagine the audacity of getting up as the sitting president and vice president of the United States while loved ones are reading the names and maybe giving brief stories about their loved ones that died on 9/11, the 2,700 plus Americans that died on that day. They're reading their stories and their names, and Biden and Harris get up and leave. Trump's still there. Schumer's still there. Bloomberg's still there. But Kamala and Joe are so important that they left. Now, I wonder why they left. Eric Adams. Oh, that's right. Aaron, you're the best. Eric Adams couldn't be there because he's in COVID quarantine. COVID quarantine. Here we are, 4 years and 7 months after 15 days to flatten the curve. Eric Adams, a very healthy, who's in love with himself man, has to quarantine himself with a virus that he doesn't even know that he had, that he took a PCR test that says falsely that he has it. So he's going to quarantine himself. And wonder why he would, because he's hated. Because he didn't want to sit there and endure what Chucky Schumer was enduring, what Kamala Harris was enduring, and what Joe Biden was enduring, what Bloomberg was enduring, even though Bloomberg claims to have been a Republican but ran as a Democrat later on. But anyway, he didn't want to endure it. Him standing there next to the man that everybody loves more than any of them combined. You're like, yeah, but Donald Trump, like, you know, he barely won in 16. You know, he's not. This is, that's all because of fraudulent elections. If we didn't have fraudulent elections, Trump wins in a landslide in 16, landslide in 20. And sadly, Mike Pence would be president right now in a landslide. Because Mike Pence would have just glommed on. I can't stand Judas Pence. I'm just telling you. He would have glommed on to all Trump's policies and then become president himself. He'd be the president. It would be Trump starting in January of this year. He'd be the president. And then would go back to the globalists and become a Bushy and a Romney and all them and then revert us back. But anyway, Eric Adams takes a PCR test that fraudulently tells him that he has COVID and has quarantined himself as a man who's completely and totally healthy. And there's no need to quarantine yourself with a virus that's a 99.9% survival rate. And allegedly they all told us the entire time that you could spread it whether you had any symptoms or not, whether you're asymptomatic or not. And he's complete. I'm sure, I don't know if he's asymptomatic or symptomatic, but anyway, regardless, he just found an excuse to not have to stand on the same platform as Donald Trump because he looks very small and politically speaking in comparison to Donald Trump. Now, I wonder why Kamala and JoJo the Clown left. Why did they leave? I wonder why. Greg Price video. Listen to this 9/11 widow. Play for me, Will.
My husband of 30 years was one of them. It is outrageous that our government would ever entertain the thought of granting the terrorists a plea deal. If not for the outcry of the 9/11 community, who knows what might have transpired. It has been 23 years and the families deserve justice and accountability. The elected officials here today show their respect and reverence to the families on September 11th. Or, in our president's words, do 9/11. Quite a flippant remark. But please remember that the September 11th families live it every day, not just on the anniversary.
So there you go. I wonder why Joe left before these people. Joe was gone at that point. I wonder why. Because he was going to be held accountable for nearly giving a plea deal to 9/11 hijackers, to people that were tied in to the hijackers are all dead, but to the people tied into the hijackers, people that were associated with hijackers. He was going to give a plea deal to them, but the 9/11 families bound together and got political support from other right-wing politicians, and made sure that they didn't get a plea deal. And remember, Joe Biden gleefully said, like, I would say, you know what, I'm going to do Christmas tomorrow. Joe Biden said, I'm going to do 9/11 tomorrow. That's what he said on the White House lawn. That's how Joe Biden was so flippant. He knew this was coming. He knew it was coming. And so he made sure that he fled the scene. He made sure that he did. Tim Young video is up next. Kamala Harris thinks January 6th is worse than 9/11. Play for me.
Donald Trump left us the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And what
one.
The worst attack. Okay, now you guys help me out if I miss any. Don't jump in though right away because you'll throw me off. But if I do miss any, shout them out when I'm done. So here we go. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Okay, let's go back on that now. So that would mean it's worse than Pearl Harbor. 1-6 is worse than Pearl Harbor, right? It's 1-6 worse than Pearl Harbor. Then let's just go right back to 9/11. So on 1-6, nobody had a gun. The hijackers used 737s and 747s as missiles, full of jet fuel. On 1-6, there hasn't been one arrest of anybody who had a firearm. Not one person was armed with a firearm that's been arrested. No, there was no firearms ever found on the scene. Not only has nobody been arrested with a firearm, there's never been a firearm associated with 1-6. But somehow 1-6 is worse than Pearl Harbor? Somehow 1-6 is worse than 9-11, where over 2,700 Americans were dead instantly or almost instantly? Imagine being so incoherent that you make a statement like that. It's worse than all the, we could use all the battles. It's worse than Vietnam. It's worse than Korea. It's worse than the Battle of the Bulge. It's worse than Normandy. I mean, imagine being, it's worse than either Gulf War, where you had thousands of American troops die. It's worse than all those things. You could say some of those were attacks on a democracy, some of it wasn't. Pearl Harbor certainly was.
Mm-hmm.
9-11 certainly was an attack on our democracy. 2,700. Nobody died at 1-6. The only people that died on 1-6, I mean, I'm talking about from the attackers, the threats of democracy, nobody died. And of course, none of them were a threat to democracy. Only people that actually died as a result of 1-6 were protesters. The only one that was actually shot illegally in murderous fashion by Michael Byrd, Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the Capitol Hill Police Department, is now a captain, been promoted. Even though he's lost his gun before, he's been promoted. But anyway, the only people that actually died on that day as a result of 1-6 were the protesters. That's it. Imagine that. And all the, I mean, I just, if you're a leftard, maybe you're watching right now, 958 people that are watching that I know of. We're also live on the Christian Television Network locally here from Fort Myers to Sarasota. But anyway, if you're a leftist and you're watching that, how do you live with how do you live with being a leftist? How do you live with those sort of lies that 1-6 was the greatest attack on our democracy since the Civil War? I mean, what are you thinking? Here's some other ones Aaron sent me. Pearl Harbor, 93, Trade Center bombing, Oklahoma City bombing, Boston Marathon bombing, Orlando nightclub shooting. I mean, we go on and on and on again. But imagine, I just can't imagine being a leftist. And you know, like, here's the thing. When I know that I have lied or that I am lying, I fix it and I stop believing it. You know you're lying. Worst attack on a democracy since the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf Wars, Afghanistan, Iraq. I mean, come on. How incoherent can you be? You just have to live in complete oblivion to be a leftard. All right, where am I at, Will?
Chuck Ross.
Chuck Ross tweet. Here we go. Chuck Ross tweet. Secret Service. Yikes. Secret Service includes the 19 hijackers in their 9-11 death tally. That's what they did. The actual number of people that died, I've been saying 2,700, 2,900, apologize. No disrespect. There were 2,900. So I've always said nearly 3,000. I don't know why I shifted into the 2,700. But anyway, 23 shy of 3,000. There was actually 2,977 victims. And then you had 19 hijackers, but our glorious Secret Service that allowed our president to be shot in the head a few months ago. The flag, and has had numerous other incidences since then, namely people stepping off posts to breastfeed their babies and mental breakdowns. But anyway, the flag hanging in our headquarters, the Secret Service put this out today. The flag hanging in our headquarters is a solemn reminder of 9-11 and our mission's purpose. What's that exactly? To honor hijackers? A testament to our freedom and sacrifice that honors all 2,996 lives lost. That counts the 19 hijackers. You know why? Because at their heart, they actually do respect them and actually do honor them. That's a fact. That's because that's who they are. They are all Ilhan Omar. Somebody did something. That's really how our government stands. All right, here's another one for you. I just want to show you. You guys just side by side this. While, you had Kamala and you had Joe Biden leaving the 9-11 event in NYC early, you have Donald Trump basically making a complete and total day out of honoring the fallen. And here he is at the Flight 93 Memorial. Kamala and Joe leave early. Donald Trump continues to honor the fallen. There you go. All right, so that's that for 9/11. And mass respect to all the heroes of 9/11 and mass respect to all the fallen of 9/11. All right, so let's go to the debate last night. And again, I hope that you're not tired of hearing about the debate. Maybe you've been reading about it all day. If you are tired of hearing about it, you're going to get really tired in just a minute because we're going to deep dive into this bad boy. I've only got 17 minutes to go right now, but I'm going to go a little bit overtime. So maybe 9:10, I'm about 10:10. I'm shooting for 10:10. So Aaron just giggled. But anyway, I'm shooting for 10:10. I'm putting my foot down. 10:10. I'm putting my foot down. 10:10 tonight, I'll be done. Yeah. All right, so Colin Rugg video, top five lies that ABC News monitors refused to fact check or falsely fact check during the debate. Play for me, Will.
Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away, so stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons?
I do believe that we need to do buyback. Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the Supreme Court had great courage in doing it. And I give tremendous credit to those six justices.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. Madam Vice President, I want to get your response to President Trump.
She was big on defund the police. In Minnesota, she went...
Where do you stand on defund the police?
Look, right. So here's the thing. Defund the police. The issue behind it is that we need to reimagine how we are creating safety. And when you have many cities that have one third of their entire city budget focused on policing, we know that is not the smart way and the best way or the right way to achieve safety. For too long, the status quo thinking has been you get more safety by putting more cops on the street. Well, that's wrong.
And then also, again, what we need to do about taking, demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools.
On that point, Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
So, like, the new title of the show tonight is, like, how can you possibly be a Democrat? I mean, you hear those things. We're playing the refuting videos. It's not my opinion. We're playing the refuting videos. How can you be? Now, you know, the people that ran this last night, I don't know if I'll get out. I mean, Lindsay Davis is easy. But David Muir or something like that. It's David M-U-I-R. Muir. I'll just call him Muir. Sounds good. Rhymes almost like David Manure. So David Muir. All right, so those are the two quote-unquote moderators, which, by the way, you are not called to fact-check. No, there's never been. Maybe there's young people that are watching this, but I've been watching debates since the late 80s. Nobody has ever in the history of debating fact-checked anybody during a debate. You are a moderator. You are just to ask the questions, and then Will will fact check. Aaron will fact check. I will fact check. You will fact check. We'll fact check. We're all adults. We're all above the age of 18. We're all going to vote. We'll fact check our own candidates. Thank you very much. Especially if you're going to be a Goebbels fact checker and only fact check one side, and your fact checks are completely erroneous and purposely so. Mm-hmm. David Muir and Lindsay Davis were the moderators. Did you know that the person who runs ABC News is a woman by the name of Dana Walden, or it might be a man named Dana Walden, who is best friends with Kamala Harris? Did you know that? Do you know that the person who runs ABC News is named Dana Walden, is best friends with Kamala Harris, and is the one who actually introduced Kamala Harris to Doug Emhoff, her husband? That's who. That's where the moderators came from. They were put in place by the person who set Kamala Harris up with her husband and is best friends with Kamala Harris. That's who decided who was going to be the debate moderators. And listen, I have some sneaking suspicions about the earrings that she's wearing too, by the way. You just do a quick fact check on her earrings, and they are about identical to earrings that are sold that have radios on the inside of them. Kind of weird. I mean, and she seemed to know the answer to every question. And again, that we already know, like, that can never happen. It's already happened before. Donna Brazile was already caught giving Hillary Clinton all the questions to a debate with Trump. Already caught. How can you be a Democrat when you know that your party has handed questions to a debate contestant? I mean, how can you live with yourself being so devoid of integrity, so devoid of human dignity? I mean, how can you live with yourself having so little self-respect that you're for a party that has Donna Brazile in it that hands the questions to Hillary Clinton pre-debate? Imagine that. Imagine being so devoid of human dignity that you'll do things like that. So Kamala Harris says, she says, stop lying. She goes, suddenly Kamala Harris says, just like Tim Walz, suddenly his wife has IVF treatments to get pregnant. And then his own wife debunks it 2 days later. Now, suddenly, she's a gun owner. And have you ever heard before that she was a gun owner ever in your life?
No.
Did you ever hear before about suddenly Mike Obama, she got pregnant. Mike Obama got pregnant using IVF treatments. You ever hear that before until now? Never heard that before, have you? And then, of course, there's no pictures of her actually pregnant at all, anywhere. It's kind of weird, isn't it? But anyway, so she says that she's a gun owner. So stop telling us. She says, quote, we're not going to take any of your guns. Really? And then we have video. How can you be a Democrat? We have video of her espousing mandatory gun buybacks. What does that mean? Gun confiscation. And I'm not going to take any of your guns? Mandatory gun. That's exactly what they did in Australia. They had a mandatory governmental gun buyback. And guess what? Now it's completely legal to have a firearm in Australia. But somehow she's going to do it around the Second Amendment. Find people hoax over and over again. How can you be a Democrat when you have, I mean, again, this was debunked by Snopes. By Snopes, which is left of Joseph Goebbels. They've already said it's fake. And not only does he espouse it in the debate, then he espouses it at the DNC, and now she espouses it at the second debate. It's been debunked by Goebbels. Even Goebbels Snopes had to acknowledge that it was fake. How can you be a Democrat? You just watched the video and you still clap to it? You're a brainwashed moron. All right, post-birth abortion. Tim Walz voted for it. I have the video. I never got to it. Now I feel bad. I wish I would have. I still have it at home. I mean, I'll bring it in. Tim Walz signed the bill in Minnesota that allows kids that are born after abortions, the kid survived the abortion and was born. Tim Walz signed the bill, and all of the baby butchering monstrous cat ladies around him are standing and clapping. All ugly fat women standing around and clapping, never get pregnant anyway. Standing around and clapping. As Tim Walz being the puppet cuck boy he's always been and always will be, puppet cuck boy coward that he's always been, signing it because he thinks he'll get the approval of ladies. That's his number one. That's his number one motive in life. Number one goal. So Tim Scott, and you know how many babies have died as a result of that bill already? Eight. Eight babies have survived abortions inside of the state of Minnesota. Eight. How can you be a Democrat? Kamala Harris says, backed up by Lindsey Davis, who says, no states in America have any legislation in place that allows babies to die that allows post-birth abortions. What do you call it then? The baby is born alive. Yeah, you can put it side by side or put it up while I'm talking. That's fine. That's Tim signing the bill. Darren's got a pick of Tim signing the bill. I don't know. Can you put it up there or what?
It's a video.
Okay. Oh, yes. Put it on there. Side by side.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Tim signed that bill. Eight babies have now died. Eight babies have died as a result of that bill. And Lindsey Davis says there's no state in the union. There he is signing. Look at him. There they are. All the cat ladies. Look at all the cat ladies. All the cat ladies and some poor indoctrinated girl who's lucky to survive abortion herself that was actually born. Looks like she's about nine. 9 years ago, they'd all gleefully kill that girl in the womb. What kind of monster are you? Look at Timmy. Old grandpa, cuckboy Timmy, acts like a grandpa. Yeah. But anyway, you can bring it back to me. So that's Tim signing the bill. So eight kids have died as a result of that bill that he signed. And Lindsey Davis has the gall to correct Donald Trump about Democrats allowing abortions up to the moment of birth and even after birth. And nine states have that exact same bill where you can take, remember, you all remember, I should have brought it in. Ralph Northam. Yeah, I think Trump said West Virginia. It started as West Virginia. He switched to Virginia last night just misspoke. But anyway, Ralph Northam's on video saying it. Well, if the baby's born alive, we're going to make him comfortable. And then a discussion will ensue between the mother and we're going to make the baby comfortable. And then this discussion's going to ensue between the mother and the doctor. And they're going to decide whether or not to treat the baby or not. So you're going to, who's going to go wrap their hands around that kid's throat then?
Ugh.
Who's going to do it? Is it going to be the doctor? Are you going to euthanize the baby? Are you going to like put a pillow over its head? This is the, how can you be, again, I've switched the title of the show from debate fallout to how in the world can you ever be a Democrat? How in the world can anybody ever be a Democrat? When you espouse not giving medical treatment to a child who survives abortion, like Tim Walz, I mean, if you can't do it in the room, if you can't do it in the room, you should never legislate it. If you can't watch it, you should never legislate it. You sure you can watch it? If you're a leftard that's watching this right now, or a quote-unquote Christian who's pro-choice, that happens to slip onto the show on CTN. And of course, the most galling part is the murderous aspect of it all. And then the second part, him being fact-checked, when Kamala Harris spewed one lie after another, why didn't they fact check her on their mandatory gun buyback? Why didn't they fact check her? Why didn't they fact check her on the Fine People hoax and say Snopes has already debunked that, Madam Vice President? Because it was 3-on-1. And considering it was 3-on-1 and Trump got a narrow victory in that debate, it really is a huge victory in that debate. Defund the police, we've already seen it. Minnesota Freedom Fund, why didn't they fact check her there? These are the top five lies from Colin Rugg. Number four, she said that she never voted to defund the police. We have the video. How can you be a Democrat and sit there, oh yeah, she never said that. She never said that. It's on video. It's on video. She says she hates the wall and that it's immoral to build the wall and then tells Axios she's going to build the wall with using hundreds of millions of dollars to build the wall. How can you be a Democrat? He's totally right. He ought to send her a MAGA hat. Every position she used to have, she no longer has. And the bloodbath hoax, of course, self-explanatory. It's on video. He's talking about tariffs. He's talking about tariffs. How in the world? Oh, yeah, you said about these idiot clowns, these idiot leftard pundits on Twitter. Oh, yeah, bloodbath. Say it again. You know she's lying. How great could your policy positions be? How good could your narrative and agenda be if you have to lie to institute it? Play it, Aaron.
They're no exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions, as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure, and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say is this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right, let's go back to
the Democrats. So she said it last night in the debate that she talked about these late term abortions that never happen. Then why do they legislate them? So that was Northam first. I'm jumping ahead. Northam just said, Ralph Northam, former governor, blackface wearer of the state of Virginia, remember? Claimed to not know in the picture who was wearing blackface and who wasn't, and you know, all that. But anyway, so we just saw it. Where was the fact check on this? They said no states allow abortion after birth. Well, what is it when you don't give medical treatment to an injured kid? Is that not an abortion? A kid that was just born with, like Northam just said, severe deformities or severe illness, or survived an abortion, you're going to lay that living being, that living human being, on a cold stainless steel table and let it die? That's what you're going to do. And by the way, they're full of crap anyway, because we have Planned Parenthood employees under oath swearing and affirming that they sold body parts from living kids, that they harvested the kidneys and organs out of kids whose hearts were still beating. So where were the fact checks from the glorious David Muir and Lindsay Davis, who are working for Dana Walden, who is in charge of ABC News, who runs ABC News, who's best friends with Kamala Harris, who introduced Kamala Harris to Doug Emhoff? Oh, yeah, there's Ralphie. There you go, there's Ralph. Remember, he couldn't remember in that one whether he was wearing the Klan outfit or whether he was in blackface. He couldn't remember which one it was. And was imagine if that was you.
Oh, man.
I mean, first of all, would you not remember which one you were wearing? I think we can all remember which costume we were in, wouldn't you? Well, I think you'd especially remember whether you were dressed up as Al Jolson or a Klan member. I think you might remember which one you were. Lying sack of worthless human feces, Ralph Northam. So, again, I didn't mean to camp on this so long. Man, it's already 10:01. I've only got 9 minutes to go to keep my word. But anyway, so they're liars. And then they just run the Democratic Party line. I'm talking about Muir and Davis. They just run the Democratic Party line. They don't fact check one thing Kamala Harris said. And she said many, 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 many lies. So again, let's go over this again. And I didn't mean to camp so long on this, but I had the slide coming anywhere. Aaron just pulled it up a couple slides ahead. So it's not just Ralphie Northam. And again, let me just lay out the groundwork for this. They always say that late-term abortions never occur. Well, if they never occur, why are you constantly legislating to legalize them? Why? Why are you constantly legislating? By the way, they happen all the time by the thousands. And 99.99% of all abortions are convenience abortions given to women because they just simply don't want to be pregnant. There's no rape or incest involved. And many of them are late-term abortions. Many of them are. But they always claim. She did it last night with a little condescending smirk. That never happens. That never happens. And I guess since it never happens, you'll be happy to legislate it out of existence then, right, Kamala? But they claim it never happens, but make sure it's legalized to do it, right? Here's another one for you. Here's another Democratic Party politician advocating. Many of you have seen it. We played it at least twice on this podcast, being played all over Twitter today. Here's another Democratic Party politician legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth. And Kamala Harris says that never happens. She said it in the debate last night to Donald Trump's face. That never happens. That never happens. You Republicans are always talking about it, but it never happens. And why are you always legislating it into existence then? Play for me, Will.
Specifically. No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
I understand
make
that.
At that
I'm
point.
Asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Why would you not answer it if you're not proud of it? I don't get why. Like, see, I'll answer anything because I'm proud of all my political stances. Every one of them. I'm proud of my political stances. Tom, are you pro-life even under rape or incest? Yes. Do you believe that abortion should be outlawed even for rape and incest victims? Yes. I have no problem with it. I know people don't agree with that. It doesn't matter. I have no problem with it. Democrats never actually answer the question. She obfuscated last night when she was asked about abortion. She was asked, do you support abortion with no limits on it, no time limits whatsoever? And she obfuscated and didn't answer. Why won't you answer? Answer the question, which I didn't like Trump's answer either. Do you support a federal ban on abortion? Yes. I support a federal ban on butchering the unborn. Yes. I wish you would have answered it that way, but he didn't. But since she doesn't answer either, she should be proud. And in this video right here with this congresswoman, state congresswoman, she simply asked, the mother, the baby is in the birth canal, so you are moments from birth. Does your bill allow that child to be partial birth abortioned? Pulled out of the birth canal, piece by bloody piece, using forceps. Does it, or a vacuum? Does it do that? She goes, well, that would be a decision. That's not what was asked, moron. What was asked was, does your bill allow it? And then eventually she gets cornered into having to answer it. And that video is about 7 minutes long. You ought to watch the whole thing and watch these absolute barbarous baby butchering monsters answer the questions from the congressman. Unbelievable. All right, so let's shift topics now. Let's go to dogs and cats eaten by Haitians. Let's shift to that. All right, so this is a Lake Show Yo video. Donald Trump, they're eating dogs. Play for me.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And
now, just if you can, Aaron, side by side that thing for me. The main thing I want you to see in that video is Kamala Harris's cackling, condescending response to it as if, oh, that's not happening. That's not happening at all. Watch her response. Look at her. See, that's, no, keep playing it. Keep playing it. Look at her response. Oh, that's not happening. Okay, well, let's go. Let's see if it's happening, shall we? Okay, so here's, let's go to the next one, Will. Autism Capital host, there have been no credible reports of pets being eaten by migrants. Here's David Muir, making sure that he injects himself into the fact-checking role as a debate moderator. Play it for me.
There have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from television.
But the people
on
television say their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice President Harris, I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
Okay, first of all, Will made a very valid point right here, which I wouldn't have thought of. David Muir, Aaron just told me his name is Muir. You are on television, so we're not to listen to you then, right? Okay. It's a city manager. City managers, are they getting the 9/11 calls? There is a 9/11 call on tape of a man reporting, watching people, watching Haitian migrants taking ducks down the road and decapitating them. That's on the record. It's on the record. You know why Trump said, this is what drives me crazy about Trump, is that's not how I answered the question. Donald Trump, you need to be specific. Not that I saw it on television. There's a 9/11 call. There's also a tape that we played last night. Not last night, the night before. There's a woman on body cam footage from Springfield Police Department with cat in her teeth. Oh. She gets caught. The cat's on the ground. She's already partially eaten it. Oh. The police roll up and they made her open her mouth because she had cat in her teeth. Mm. Pull it up. It's on Twitter, leftist. It's on video. That never happened. You're such a conspiracy theorist. They're just so beneath me. Oh, no, we're way above you. We know the facts and you're a condescending prig liar. Real America's Voice video. Breaking Ohio AG. No, the city manager. The city manager said this has never happened. Yeah, I wonder what party he's a part of. The Breaking Ohio AG says, Ohio Attorney General says, Haitian migrants are eating and taking pets. Play it for me.
Of course, they actually did interview people on the ground in Springfield as well, got their stories. Maybe they changed their tune about Haitians eating pets or creating problems and chaos. Here's another firsthand account from, you guessed it, Springfield, Ohio. Listen to this.
We've lost a whole bunch of cats. There was a van load of van pulled over that had over 100 cats in it with the Haitians. They said they was eating them.
Actually?
Yeah.
Not fake news. So a van was collecting cats and eating them.
I watched it happen, yeah. Watched them get pulled over with the cats and admit to the police that they was eating them.
You're not joshing with me.
No. I'm almost 50 years old, buddy.
You don't mess around.
No.
So there you have it. They fact-checked him on that because of some letters that they got somewhere from a city manager saying, well, we don't believe that's true. Do you think the city manager is going to go out and say, well, that's what's happening? Here's who is saying it. The Attorney General of the state of Ohio. This came out today. Dave Yost is the Attorney General for the state of Ohio. And he accused the media of ignoring evidence surrounding those claims in Springfield that they're having their pets abducted and eaten. The Attorney General of Ohio says it's real.
All right, so there you go. Now go right back to that Lake Show Yo video again, just side by side, guys. And here's Trump saying it. Do you guys keep it muted? Trump's saying it. They're eating dogs and cats. Look at Kamala's response. Kamala and your little look at her. Her little condescending way of responding, right? Her little arrogant, priggish way of responding. The Attorney General has just confirmed that what Donald Trump said is 100% accurate. And look how she responds to facts. That is the very embodiment. That is the epitome of the Democratic Party responding to factual data. That's a 99% survival virus COVID is. Oh, how could you say that? Because it's true. The vaccines have caused 35 million excess. How could you say that? Oh, how could you be so beneath me and espouse these conspiracy theories? Because we're right. And you and your condescending arrogance are completely and totally wrong. All right, well, skip the next one for me because it's repetitive. I already played it. Go to the Robert W. Malone tweet for me, would you? So just remember how Kamala just was. Robert W. Malone, and there you have it, straight from the Attorney General of Ohio. But the ABC moderators live fact-checked Trump's response as false, and Muir actually snickered at him during his response. They snickered at what was true. They mocked what was true. That's right out of Isaiah chapter 5, 20 and 21. Calling good evil and evil good. Darkness for light and light for darkness. Bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight, Lindsay Davis and David Muir. You're mocking that which is true. Look at the bottom. Attorney General Dave Yost of the state of Ohio. There's a recorded police call. What happened to the fact checkers, Aaron? Aaron, what happened to the fact checkers? Help me to understand. I thought you were fact checking David Muir, Lindsay Davis. Fact check. Did you happen to fact check that weeks ago there was a recorded police call from a witness who saw immigrants capturing geese for food in Springfield? Citizens testified to it in the city council. I wonder who the city manager was that they called. Was it really a city manager, or were they just calling office to office at ABC News? And what? Hey, you know what? I'm going to call you, and you pretend to be a city manager. I guarantee you that's what really happened. As long as they could have some measure of plausible deniability. Who's this guy, Aaron?
That's the city manager.
Oh, that's city manager that they called?
Yep.
Yeah, he looks like a cuck boy.
Yeah, his name is Brian.
I'll do anything it takes to make the Democrats happy. What can I do? You know what? Next, I could move up from city manager to mayor. I could be, what do I need to do? Yeah. Guy has just bent over and grabbed him his entire life.
Brian Heck.
Brian Heck. There you go. All right. So let's go to the next one. We got Lake Show Yo again. Is that where we're at, Will?
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right. Just play it side by side. I just want everyone to remember when I go into each story, I want you to remember there's Kamala's response to that, which is absolutely 100% accurate. All right. Let's go to the next one, Will. Canico with a great video. New Springfield, Ohio. Here's a guy talking about. So now I'm changing the subject a little bit because that was about migrants eating pets, but you can what Kamala Harris is laughing and cackling about right there is basically what they're saying is the same thing that Jared Polis, governor of the state of Colorado, says about Aurora, that it's everybody's imagination. Again, the fire department pulls up, you're sitting in front of your house, your house is fully engulfed in flames, and the fire department's telling you there's nothing wrong with your house. Why are we here? That's Kamala Harris saying that to Americans. She's saying, you know what? I know there's hyperinflation. I know no one can afford to buy a house. I know we have a huge migrant crime surge. I know we have a huge migrant crisis. I know we've allowed a southern border invasion. I know that we have no jobs, no way to afford a house, no way to afford rent. But everything's great. Don't you believe it? I mean, how can you be a Democrat and vote for your own demise? I'll never get it. So now another problem that they're having in Springfield is that migrants are running over human beings in their cars. And remember, Kamala's condescending, laughing, because she thinks none of this is actually happening. But is it? Play for me, Will.
I can approach this story from the car issue. And when I say that, I mean their driving issues. I've witnessed this. They literally, and they have to have a translator wherever they go. They literally have been in the BMV where, like, I go and get my license plate renewed. And it's also where you get your license, obviously. And they literally have a translator, and they show up with a piece of paperwork that grants them driving privileges with no proof that they can actually drive, just that they're of age. It gives them driving privileges for 45 days, and then in 45 days, they can go back and renew it, and they never have to show proof of their how competent of a driver they are. We can't do that. And the accidents that are happening here in this town are crazy stories. And like I said, I've witnessed some of this. So I'm approaching this from a car aspect. They can't drive. I don't know how they are even able to do this legally in this country, but they've hit trees. Fire hydrants, people. I mean, there's been fatalities from them not really knowing how to drive.
Everyone is talking about the death of ducks and cats in this town, but I'd like to talk about the death of one very special person, my mother-in-law, Kathy Heaton. On December 1st, I received a phone call that changed my life forever. She was collecting her trash can from her driveway when a car struck and killed her instantly. A task she had done over 2,000 times, spanning four decades, in Springfield. That morning, though, a Haitian immigrant was allegedly driving recklessly when he struck and killed her. I say allegedly because to this day, there's been no punishment, not even for the expired tags on the vehicle he was driving. Months before she was killed, I began noticing the reckless driving and complete disregard for our driving laws by some members of the Haitian community. It made me angry. But now my anger has turned to fear for the safety of my family and the citizens of Springfield. I'd been to Haiti 14 years ago. My husband and I went, and it was my first time in a third world country. I sobbed when I saw the poverty living there, and I have great empathy and compassion for them, longing for a safe place to call home. But 14 years later, I'm living in fear in my own city. It's not safe. I am paralyzed with anxiety when I'm getting my children out of the car in any parking lot, walking on any sidewalk, and driving on any road in this town. I'm haunted by the faces I saw when I had to bear the news to my children and husband that she was dead. Their grandmother...
Absolute credit to Aaron for just doing what I asked him. If you could put Kamala right next to her laughing at her. That's exactly what Kamala did, is laughing at her. She said all this is fake. Oh, that never happened. That never happened. Hey, Will, we're going to skip this one. Can you go to the next one for me? It's going to be Lake Show. Yeah, just side by side it. We already saw it. Well, that's good. You know, we'll just go one more time. There, yeah, play it. I'm sorry, Will. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Play it one more time. I want everyone to see it. Remember, this is what she's laughing at. She's laughing at that woman. None of this happened. It's all a figment of your imagination that Haitians are running over human beings. Guy just played it. The guy just said it. They've had fatalities. Yeah, leave this up. Leave it up for me, Will. All you got to do if you're an illegal Haitian invader into this country, and how did the Haitians get here? Like, how'd that happen, Tom? They live out on an island. Joe Biden loaded them up on 737s and flew them over here. 325,000 of them, and parked 20,000 of them. A city with 56,000 people in Springfield, Ohio, parked 20,000 in that city. No services, no anything. That's what she thinks. Because is anybody going to be parked at the Naval Observatory where she lives in her mansion, one of her mansions? No. So she just laughs at people whose children have been killed. They had a boy that was killed on a bus. They had that woman that just testified that her 71-year-old mother was killed. Other people have been killed. They've had their houses vandalized, the houses squatted on, their dogs killed, their cats killed, the ducks in the lake killed. And what does Kamala think? That's what Kamala thinks right there. They're condescending arrogance saying that none of this is happening. All right, go to Breaking 9/11 tweet for me. Here it is, Breaking 9/11. So this, it has not happened to the extent that Governor Mike DeWine is deporting state troopers and $2.5 million to Springfield amid surge of Haitian migrants. The federal government has not demonstrated that they have any kind of plan to deal with this. Back to Lake Show Yo. So you have Mike DeWine having to say, yeah, it's perfect, Aaron. If you could leave that up so I can still read that, that'd be great. Mike DeWine saying, I'm deploying state troopers. Look, that's her response. She thinks there's nothing going on because she'll never go check. Did she ever go to East Palestine, Ohio? Did she ever go to Palestine, Ohio? East Palestine, Ohio? No. She doesn't give a crap. She says she's the candidate for the people. She doesn't. That's her response to the suffering of people in Springfield, Ohio, whose relatives have been killed by migrants, whose pets have been killed by migrants, whose houses have been squatted on by Haitian migrants that didn't even go through the southern border. She flew them in. She knows she flew them in. And when you talk about the problems that she's caused, that's her response. To the extent that Mike DeWine, who is no fire-breathing right-winger, has to deploy state troopers and $2.5 million to Springfield to deal with the problem that she's mockingly saying doesn't happen or that she's mockingly saying does not exist. Unbelievable. Just remember this. Remember this. That's her response. That's a response to hyperinflation. That's a response to the 13 men and women killed at the Abbey Gate. That's a response to $400,000 average home costs, to rents going up 60%. That's a response to housing, to grocery costs going up 50%, gas costs going up 60%. The dollar, de-dollarization of the globe via the BRICS movement, the loss of the petrodollar, the decrease and the credit rating of the United States of America, that's a response. She's telling you that's how you should respond because none of it affects her at all. It only affects people like you and me. Doesn't affect her at all. And that's her response. Remember it. There it is. That's her response. To everything on that list, That's a response. All right. I went a little over, 12 minutes over what I said I was going to do. It's not too bad. Not too bad. But anyway, all right, stick around for the post game. I love you guys. We're 1,009 people that are on right now. Appreciate you. I don't know how many people are on Christian Television Network, or we go to Christian Television Network right till about 10 o'clock. But anyway, I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much. I didn't interact too much with the chat tonight. Let me say hey to the chat before we go. Those of you, you're hoping that I go. Some of you got you guessed that I'd go longer than this, so you're hoping that I'll interact with the chat. All right, Neon Widow's on. Waterline 46 is on. 7-Eleven Gasoline Hits Different is on. Why Not Me is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Mama V is on. Wendy Wild is on. Michelle Tal is on. Nitsu 99 is on. Chopper Super Nut is on. Ever Eden is on. Nessie Comfortamas. I don't know, Aaron. What do you think?
I don't even know.
Rumble for Life. Love you, whoever Nessie, whoever you are. We love you. Tim Old T Bird is on. Rumble for Life 444 is on. My Broken Heart is on. Swethy is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Make America Great. Make America Great is on. Michael's Clark 1 is on. Motorcycle is on. Jack and Daisy are on. Matot is on. I love you guys. Noodle McGroin is on. McGroin Nation on. Flash River. Love you. God bless you guys. Appreciate each and every. We got any Rumble Rants, Aaron, or did you not catch them?
Oh, yep.
Rumble Rants. One Rumble Rant. Nude, the one and only Nude Monk. Appreciate the Rumble Rant. $10. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Whoever had 1023 is right. I'll be on the chat during the post game. See us. We'll come back. Join us tomorrow, 9 o'clock. 60 minutes. 60-minute rant. Guaranteed tomorrow. All right, 61 minutes. 10:01. 10:01 tomorrow. All right, love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. Oh, it's 10:24 now. You got 10:24, you're right. 10:24, you're right. I'll be in the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Join us tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love each and every one of you guys. See you tomorrow night. God bless you.
Most Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. I didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years. And you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.